any cash.
Is anybody like that here?
Yari any Benny.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship. Watching Redemption Way.
From River 14, Akwa Ibom State, coming to perform on the 70th birthday of our father, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Happy birthday, Daddy. Daddy, we love you. Daddy, we appreciate you. Daddy, God bless you. Listen and be blessed. Thank you.
receive that, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
All right, now, Judges chapter 15.
Iwe onidajo orikedogun.
Judges 15.
Iwe onidajo orikedogun.
Verse 11 to 16.
Ese kokonla si kenidilogun.
Then 3,000 men of Judah went up to the top of the rock Etam and said to Samson, "Knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is it that thou hast done unto us?" And he said unto them, "As they did unto me, so have I done unto them."
Nígbà náà ni ẹgbẹ̀ẹ́dógún ọkùnrin Júdà sọ̀kalẹ̀ lọ sí pàlàpàlà àpáta Etamu. Wọ́n sì wí fún Samson pé, "Ìwọ kò mọ̀ pé àwọn Philistines ni aláṣẹ lórí wa. Kí ni èyí tí ìwọ ṣe síwa yìí?" Òun sì wí fún wọn pé, "Gẹ́gẹ́ bí wọ́n ti ṣe sí mi, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni èmi ṣe sí wọn."
Let's go on to verse 14.
Kí a lọ sí ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
"And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his hands loosed from off it, and his bands loosed from off his hands."
Nígbà tí ó dé Lehi, àwọn Philistine ihò bò ó, ẹ̀mí Olúwa sì balẹ̀ okùn tí ó sì wà ní apá rẹ̀ sì dàbí okùn ọ̀gbọ̀ tí ó ti jóná, ìdè rẹ̀ sì tú kúrò ní ọwọ́ rẹ̀.
"And he found a new jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men therewith."
Ó sì rí párí ẹ̀rẹ̀kẹ́ kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ tútù kan, ó sì na ọwọ́ rẹ̀, ó sì mú, ó sì fi pa ẹgbẹ̀rún ọkùnrin.
"And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of an ass, have I slain 1,000 men."
Samson is wi pe pari ereke kan okiti lori okiti pari ereke ketekete kan ni mo fi pa egberun okunrin.
What happens when the fire of God falls?
Ki lo nsele nigbati ina Olorun ba sokale?
Number 1,
akoko,
yokes are destroyed.
Gbogbo ajaka patapata ni a ma nbaje.
Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27.
Iwe Isaiah orike wa ese keta dilogbon.
Isaiah 10:27.
Isaiah orike wa ese keta dilogbon.
Says the anointing destroys yokes.
So pe mi roroyan a ma pa ajagarun.
When the fire of God fell on Samson.
Nigbati na Olorun sokale sori Samson.
All the ropes binding him were bound.
They
were not just caught, they were bound.
Because
the fire that came down
is a
fire from the Almighty God.
And
Hebrews chapter 12,
verse 29.
Hebrews 12 verse 29. Hebrews
12 verse 29.
Says, our God is a consuming fire.
Iná ajónirun òní Ọlọ́run wa.
So when the fire of God comes down,
nígbà tí iná Ọlọ́run bá sọ̀kalẹ̀,
yokes, seen and unseen,
àwọn àjàgà tí a fojú rí àti èyí tí a kò fojú rí,
are destroyed by the fire of God.
Oni a n parun patapata nipa ina Olorun.
And I'm praying for someone here tonight.
Mo si n gbadura fun enikan ni ilale yi.
That whatever yokes may remain in your life.
Ajaka kajaga to ba ku sinu aye re.
That which is not letting your hand to prosper.
Eyi ti o je ki owo re o se rere ni.
That which have been hindering your legs from making progress.
Eyi ti o je ki ese re o lo si ni lo siwaju.
They shall be consumed tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The second thing that happens when the fire falls is that the one on whom the fire falls become empowered.
ẹni náà tí iná bá sọ̀kalẹ̀ sórí rẹ̀ ó di ẹni tí a ró lágbára.
So that whatever his hand touches begins to prosper.
Ní pé ohunkóhun tí ọwọ́ rẹ̀ bá tẹ̀ á bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣe rere.
Samson found the jawbone of an ass.
Samson rí párí ẹ̀rẹ̀kẹ́ kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ kan.
And the jawbone of an ass suddenly became a weapon of war.
Ohun párí ẹ̀rẹ̀kẹ́ kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ yìí ó wá ohun èlò ogun lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Because when the fire of God falls,
nítorí nígbà tí iná Ọlọ́run bá sọ̀kalẹ̀,
the one on whom it falls,
ẹni náà tí iná sọ̀kalẹ̀ lórí,
receives power.
A gba agbára Ọlọ́run.
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
nínú ìwé ìṣẹ́ àpọ́sẹ́lẹ̀ orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ,
Acts 1 verse 8,
ìṣẹ́ àpọ́sẹ́lẹ̀ orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ,
the Bible says we shall receive power.
Bíbélì wí pé yìí yóò gba agbára.
When the Holy Ghost is come upon us,
nígbà tí ẹ̀mí mímọ́ bá balẹ̀ yín.
In Acts chapter 3,
ní ìṣẹ́ àpọ́sẹ́lẹ̀ orí kẹta,
verse 1 to 8,
ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkẹjọ,
Acts 3 verse 1 to 8,
ìṣẹ́ àpọ́sẹ́lẹ̀ orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkẹjọ,
after fire had come upon Peter.
Ní lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí iná ti sọ̀kalẹ̀ lórí Pétérù.
He took a layman by the hand.
Ó fà di arọ́ọ̀nì lọ́wọ́ mú.
And because his hand has received power.
Nítorí pé agbára rẹ̀ sì ara rẹ̀ ọwọ́ tiẹ̀ ti gba agbára.
He was able to transfer that power into the layman.
Ó ní àǹfààní láti mú kí agbára náà kí ó wọ inú ayé ọkùnrin arọ yìí.
And the layman now began to walk.
Ọkùnrin arọ náà bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní rìn.
I want you to stretch forth your hand at this moment.
Mo wa fe ki o na owo re siwaju nisisiyi.
And say the fire of God.
Mo wa fe pe ina Oluwa o.
Fall on these hands.
Ko le mi lowo.
So that from now on.
O le baje lati oni lo.
Whatever I touch.
Ounko ti n ba dawole.
We begin to prosper.
Yoo si ma se rere.
The third thing that happens,
ohun kẹta tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀,
when fire of God falls,
tí iná Ọlọ́run bá sọ̀kalẹ̀,
is that all external enemies are destroyed.
Ó ní pé gbogbo àwọn ọ̀tá ìta, gbogbo wọn pátá ni a ó parun.
Samson took the job of an ass.
Samson mú parí ẹ̀rẹ̀kẹ́ kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́.
And suddenly, all the enemies that didn't run lay down dead.
Àwọn ọ̀tá tó kọ̀ tán ọ̀sá, àwọn ọ̀tá alé ni Mádẹ́ni, wọ́n ti òkú.
See, the Bible says in Psalm 68.
Bíbélì sọ nínú orí Dáfídì, orí kejì dín ní àádọ́rin.
Verses 1 and 2.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní àti ìkejì.
Psalm 68 verses 1 and 2.
Orí Dáfídì, orí kejì dín ní àádọ́rin. Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní àti ìkejì.
It says, when God arises,
pé nígbà tí Olúwa bá dìde,
his enemies will scatter.
Àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ̀, wọ́n di ẹni tí à ń lé tó ń sá.
And I'm prophesying to someone here tonight.
Mo wa so tele fun enikan ni ilale yi.
By the time you return home,
igba ti wa ba fi pada dele,
you find that all your enemies are gone.
Amen. Gbogbo awon ota re yo ti sa fun o.
Deuteronomy 28.
Oh, Deuteronomy orikeji dilogbon.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord says that someone here tonight, he said that business that was closed down will reopen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight, he said that which the enemy has swallowed, he will vomit it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
The Lord says,
Oluwa wipe,
many homes will soon be filled with the laughter of new children.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìdílé ni yóò kún fún ayọ̀ ọmọ tuntun.
Please join me in clapping for the to the Almighty God for that.
Ẹ jẹ́ àtẹ̀wọ́lá fún Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
Now, Deuteronomy 28.
Deuteronomy orí kejìdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verses 1 and 7. says clearly that when you are obedient to God, you won't have to fight your enemies.
He
said, because the enemies that come against you one way, they will flee seven ways. In the name that's above every other name. From now
on,
all the enemies that stand up against you will be smitten by the Almighty God Himself. The fourth thing that happens when the fire of God falls is that the household enemies will be disappointed. It was the relatives of Samson that bound him. They were the one who handed him over to the external enemies. They were those who felt, let's get rid of this troublemaker. They thought that Samson will never come back home. But God disappointed them. All the enemies in your father's house, all the enemies in your mother's house, all the enemies in your husband's house, all the enemies in your wife's house, after tonight, they shall be disappointed. All those who thought that you will not reach your goal, all those who wanted to kill your dreams, like the brothers of Joseph, in the name of the one who sent me, after you have reached your goal, they will come and bow down before you.
Amen.
David said,
David
in Psalm 23, verse 5,
hallelujah, glory.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight who is downcast. He asked me to tell you, your son will rise again.
Amen. Orun ire yo turan lekan si.
David said,
David wipe,
thou preparest a table before me.
Iwo te tabile oje sile niwaju mi.
In the presence of my enemies.
Ni oju awon ota mi.
I assure every one of you listening to me tonight, whether the enemy likes it or not, he shall be well with you.
Amen. Yo dara fun yi.
The fifth thing that happens,
oh, we can't to shele,
when the fire of God falls, is that destiny will be restored.
Oni wipe a o da anyamo pada.
When the relatives of Samson,
nigba ti awon idile Samsoni,
brought him bound,
ti won de to pe wa,
to the enemy,
fun awon ota,
they thought his destiny was over.
Won ro pe opin ti de ba anyamo re.
But then the Almighty God has a purpose for the life of Samson.
Ṣugbọn Ọlọrun Olodumare ni eto di eredi kan pataki fun idile aye Samson.
And God saw to it that the plan of the enemy to truncate the destiny of Samson was foiled.
Pe Ọlọrun ri daju pe gbogbo ete ati ayinike ota lati ba ayan mo Samson je lo dojubole.
I've always said it. Nobody comes to this world without a reason. God sent you to this world for a purpose. When you were young, you had some beautiful dreams. You had dreams of greatness. But as time began to go, it looks as if those dreams will never be fulfilled. I have good news for you tonight. Before the end of this year, you will have a testimony.
Amen.
Now this is a funny one.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here.
Oluwa so pe nikan be ni.
He said your constant prayer has been
pe adura to fi gbogbo igba gba ni yi pe
God bless Daddy Gio.
Oluwa buku fun Daddy Gio.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Olorun wa ni so fun o.
I will bless you also.
Emi na ye buku fun o pelu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And also there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe nikan wa ni ilale yi.
He said before the end of this month.
Pe koshu yi to pari.
This month of March.
Oshu keta ta wa nu eyi.
He said you will sing.
Pe wa wa ko ori kan.
He has done it for me.
O ti se fun mi.
If you are the one, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Amen.
Ooh.
Amen.
It's a very serious one. And I said there is someone
Oluwa so pe nikan wa ni
who has made up his mind
eni to ti pinu
that he will deal ruthlessly with the redeemed Christian Church of God.
We pe ohun o fi emu ijo irapada danrin.
The Lord asked me to tell whoever that is. And he's not saying the fellow is here. He just said there is someone like that. If you know such a fellow, please tell him. He said the fellow should choose the type of death that he wants to die. And he said he can have one out of four. Motor accident. Sleep and not wake up. Cancer. Or heart attack.
Tabi, aisan tokan.
Please, I beg you, if you are here,
mo be o to ba nbe ni.
If you are the one and you are here,
to ba je wole ni na to wa ni.
Stay put with God at the altar tonight. Don't go home begging until he will change his mind.
Ko wa siwaju pepe ko wa taku siwaju Olodumare ko be titi yo fi yi okan re pada.
When we finish, don't go, stay put. And you know he knows all things. Oh Lord,
ta ba pari ko wa siwaju pepe ni waju Olorun ki o taku siwaju Olodumare pe ko sha nu fun o mo n gbogbo
If it's your relative,
if I've
ever heard anybody say that, tell him what came out this night.
All
right. Now, the sixth thing that happens when the fire falls is that when the fire falls on you, suddenly you begin to have the last laugh. The Philistines were rejoicing. They were shouting,
"Ah,
we got our enemy. He's even bound. Oh, this fellow is finished." But not long after that, Samson was the one saying,
Samson ileni to wa npere sini so pe,
"With the jawbone of an ass,
pelu pari ereke ketekete,
I have wiped out my enemies."
Ni mo fi segun awon ota mi.
I prophesy to someone here today,
mo wa so tele fun eni tin be ni iloni,
in the name that's above every other name,
ni oruko to ju gbogbo oruko lo,
you will laugh last.
Iwo, amen.
In Daniel chapter 6, you know the story from verse
1
to
24.
Daniel chapter 6,
Daniel Urikefa,
from verse 1 to
24.
The enemy saw the way Samson was rising. So they plotted against him to put an end to him permanently. They threw him into the den of lions, rolled a stone across the mouth. They thought, "This fellow is finished." I'm sure they must have gone home laughing and rejoicing. But by the following morning, Daniel came out alive.
Daniel jade laaye.
And then the king sent for the enemies and asked them to go into the den themselves. I assure you, by the time the sun rises this day, it will be your turn to laugh at your enemy.
Amen. Amen.
In Exodus chapter 12, the Lord said, "There's someone here tonight who's been asking, when will God answer my prayers? When will God answer my prayers?" He asked me to tell you tonight, oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Now this one is for me. So let me say amen before I tell you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Lord said, "There's someone here tonight." He said, "Take a proper record of where you are now.
He
said, "Because I'm about to take you far."
Amen.
In Exodus chapter 12, verse 31 to 36, when the fire of God fell in the land of Egypt, Pharaoh sent for Moses in a hurry. The one who had said, who is your God? I don't know him. And I'm not going to let you go. Now
say,
go quickly. Go and worship your God. And bless me also. I can see Moses saying, I thought you said you don't know my God. You are now asking that God to bless you. All those who have been asking, where is your God? You will laugh last over them. Let me take one more point, because there is something, one or two special things God wants to do tonight. When the fire of God falls, a child of God will begin to sing a new song. Humanly speaking, if Samson had a song, if he has a song, before the fire fell, it will be, it looks as if the end has come. But after the fire fell, he began to sing a new song. Every one of you here tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will begin to sing a new song. Psalm 40, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 40, verse 1 to 3. He said, when I cry to the Almighty God, he brought me out of the miry clay, and he put a new song in my mouth. The Bible says, in Psalm 126, verse 1 to 3, he said, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. He said, then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. In the name that's above every other name, from this moment onward, you'll be laughing for joy.
Amen.
You'll be singing a new song. In 1 Samuel chapter 2.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. But well, this one again is for me, so I will just say amen and then tell you. The Lord said there is someone here tonight. Impossible as it may appear to you, he said, one day, when you arrive anywhere, everybody will stand up.
Amen. Amen.
I think God reserved the best to the last for me. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, your own golden age begins now. Thank you, my Father.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Mm.
Daddy says,
Daddy, so we pay.
It is usually said,
woman, so
Flowers fade.
Àwọn òdòdó a máa rẹ̀.
Stories end.
Ìtàn a máa dópin.
He said, but there's someone here tonight.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹnìkan wà ní ìlálẹ́ yìí.
Your testimony will never end.
Àwọn ẹ̀rí tí ẹ wọn ò ní dẹ́kun.
I think that's the crown of it.
Mo mọ̀ pé eléyìí ni ohun àṣekágbá rẹ̀.
That's for me.
Èmi lọ́lọ́run bá sọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
That means those who are thinking that maybe one day I will grow less, they are wasting their time.
Amen. Àwọn tí wọ́n ń dúró de àti sun akàn mi, ọ̀dẹ̀ wọn á kú sórí eegun.
1 Samuel chapter 2.
Samuel kini, ori keji.
Verse 1 to 10.
Ese kini si kewa.
When they all answered Anna.
Nipa ti Olorun da Anna lohun.
She sang a new song.
O ko orin tuntun.
Ah, hello. Oh, those of you who have been saying this barren woman is going to die barren.
Gbogbo eyin ti e tin ko rin pe obirin iya ku lagan.
Now come and see.
E wa wo Oluwa se.
You know, when I was listening to the first testimony tonight.
Nigba ti mo ngbo eri akoko lale yi.
Of the woman who had been barren for 17 years.
Fun ti obirin to ti yagan fun odun 17.
And God gave her 4 children at a go.
Ti Olorun wa fun ni omo merin lekan soso.
And I know.
Emi si mo.
That I've asked God for 70,000 children.
Wi pe mo ti bere fun egberun lona adorin.
I know that testimony is going to be multiplied among my people.
Mo mọ̀ pé irú ẹ̀rí bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò wọpọ̀ láàrin àwọn ọmọ mi.
When the fire of God falls.
Nígbà tí iná Ọlọ́run bá sọ̀kalẹ̀.
What it does depends on who it falls upon.
Ohun tí Ọlọ́run yóò ṣe tí iná náà ó ṣe, ó dúró lórí irú ènìyàn tí iná bá bọ́lé lórí.
Whenever fire falls,
nigbakigba ti na ba sokale,
it either turns what it falls upon to fire.
Boya ko yi ohun to ba so to ba bole lori ko so ohun na di ina,
or turn it to ashes.
Tabi ko so de eru.
You put a piece of wood in the fire.
To ba fi gi sina,
the good part of the wood,
èyí tó dáa nínú rẹ̀,
we also become fire.
Àwọn yẹn náà wọ́n á di iná.
The bad part of the wood,
èyí tí ò dáa nínú ẹ̀,
we become ashes.
Wọ́n á di eérú.
When the fire of God falls,
nígbà tí iná Olúwa bá sọ̀kalẹ̀,
if you are not a child of God,
tí o bá kìí ṣe ọmọ Ọlọ́run,
if you are not on the side of God,
ti o si sini iha ti Olorun,
if you are living a life of sin,
ti o gbe igbe aye ese,
it's a dangerous thing to ask the fire of God to fall.
Ohun to lewu gidi ni pe ki na Olorun so kale.
Because if it falls on you,
nitori to ba subu bole olori,
and you are not one of his children,
ti o si je kan ninu awon omo re,
it will only destroy you.
Apa orun ni.
Now he said, let God arise.
Pe oke Oluwa ki o dide.
And his enemies will be scattered.
Ki awon ota re si di eni ton sare kiri.
And Jesus Christ says,
Jesus say we pe,
those who are not for me are against me.
Awon ti o ba si ni iha temi, ota mi ni won.
If you are not born again,
ti o ba di atunbi,
if all your sins have not been washed away by the blood of the Lamb,
ti a o si fi eje odo agutan we gbogbo ese re danu,
and you say let the fire fall,
to si wa so pe kini Oluwa o so bolule,
how are you going to handle it?
Bawo lo se fe se.
If you are not yet born again,
ti o ba ti di atunbi,
you better run forward now.
Oh, son fun oko sare wa siwaju nisisin.
Come and give your life to Jesus.
Jo wa fi aye re fun Jesus logan.
Let the blood of Jesus wash away your sins.
Ye je Jesus Christ ko we gbogbo ese re danu.
And then,
nigba na,
when the fire comes,
ti no ba wa ma sokale,
It will provide you with mighty miracles. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, begin to come now. If you are very far away, then you should begin to move very, very fast. And as you come, begin to pray, begin to call on Jesus for the salvation of your soul. Those of you on the way, begin to pray even as you are coming. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, we bless your name. Thank you for your word. Thank you for these, your children. That before this evening, you have not allowed them to perish. Now they have come to you. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Let your blood cleanse them from all their sins in Jesus' name. Save their souls tonight and write their name in the book of life in Jesus' name. When the fire falls tonight, let it bring them miracles in Jesus' name. And I pray that they will never go back to the world in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
You're watching Redemption Way. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. Join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.
In my life,
in my ye me, I will be done.
If it any cash,
anybody like that here,
yeah, any penny.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.